From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest nuclear test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned it.
This act is profoundly destabilizing for regional security and seriously undermines international non-proliferation efforts. I condemn it unequivocally.
After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said the actions from North Korea pose a threat to international peace and security. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters since coalition airstrikes began in August of 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister offered Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between those two countries deteriorated this week following the Saudi execution of prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she is supporting the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission set up by Ms. Sirleaf recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve. The commission also recommended the term of office for senators and representatives be reduced. This is VOA News.